You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
The community talking about some mental health in this really interesting book called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, but we're going to get into that right after a couple good songs. First, we're going to go into Nope, You're Too Late, I Already Died by Wi-Fi Skeleton, and I Want to Be a Jack-O-Lantern. Very interesting names there, I do have to say. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host and sound engineer, DJ Cola, and if you're wondering what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding area. Today, we have some local community events, so without further ado, let's just get right into it. Kite's Nest is having a spring expo June 1st, 2025, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It is free for all ages. It's 58 North Front Street in Hudson, New York. You can find out more on their website, www.kitesnest.org. So, yeah, it's a spring expo. There's a housing, justice, living diorama, community kitchen lab, team guided garden experiences, plant dye bath demo, that one sounds interesting, DIY flower stickers, youth power button making station, collaborative banner making, community interview stations, and flicks and chips film screening. So that sounds like a fun time. I would stop by if you're in the local area. It is free, so that's super cool too. You know, sometimes events be making a little bit of a hole in my wallet, but that one will not if you do decide to go. On top of that, Catskill Food Pantry has been staying open. I want to give that a shout out because it helps many people get fed. It is open every Friday, unfortunately 1 to 4 p.m. So it did close at 4 p.m. if you're listening to this on a Friday. But it opens up every Friday again from 1 to 4 p.m. So you can stop by, put it on your calendar. And it's at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. And we also have a music bingo night at Pomodoro's. It's free entry, but they're going to expect you to buy something because they're a restaurant. Wouldn't surprise me if they kicked you out if you weren't eating, you know, or at least ordering a drink. But that's Tuesday, June 3rd, 6:30 p.m. at Pomodoro's, right in the little plaza across from the Walmart in Catskill. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I wanted to give all those a few shout-outs. We have some more, too. There's a play that Mabadilla is going to be throwing. I'm going to get into that. But first, I'm going to be talking about a little bit of a serious subject. It may affect someone you know, or it may affect you. Depression. Mental health as a whole, as a topic. So, a lot of the times I've been given different tips and advice to help people cope with depression or even just sadness. Two different things. Sadness comes and goes. Everybody gets sad. Depression is where you're in a state of sadness for a very long period of time, and it's very hard to leave that state. So yeah, on past shows we've given tips for your coping, and you can always help your friend, tell them about that. We've done circular breathing, stuff like that, talked about getting in the sun, getting that vitamin D. But now we're going to be giving tips to help people that have depression. Like, you can do the reaching out. You know, if you or if one of your loved ones or one of your friends has depression, you're going to just know a few things, and we're going to get right into it. So, you want to urge people to seek help. People with depression may not know or admit that they're depressed. They might not be aware of the symptoms. They could just think, oh, you know, I'm just sad a lot. People also, there's a stigma. A lot of people don't want to admit to their friends they're depressed because they're afraid they might be seen as, you know, somebody different. But the truth is, everybody in their life is fighting a battle that they don't tell you about. So it is always good to seek help, talk to people, whether that's therapy, just talking to a loved one. And if you know somebody that's struggling with depression, you can be that outlet. You can help talk to them, and you could encourage them to seek therapy. So that is one of them. I believe the number as well is 822. If you or a loved one is struggling with mental health, you guys can text that. Double check that. Just doing a check on that now. 988. Oh my god, I got that wrong. Can you believe that?
988, not 822. 988. Just a little correction there. So, yeah. Also, just a disclaimer, I'm reading this all off of mayoclinic.org. This is not my work. I'm not reading it verbatim. I'm just kind of freestyling it. They're a pretty reputable source, so yeah. So look for warning signs of worsening depression. People may experience depression in different ways, and they show it in different ways too. It's not going to look the same in everybody. So learn how depression affects a person by watching them. Learn what to do. When it gets worse, consider these issues. What are the typical signs of depression? What behaviors or language do you see when depression is worse? What behaviors or language do you see when this person is doing well? What triggers bouts of more severe depression? And what activities help most when depression worsens? Worsening depression needs to be treated ASAP, as soon as possible. So yeah, you really want to urge them to talk to a mental health care provider, whether that's a therapist or a caseworker, something like that, because they are the professionals. Of course, it is always important to just talk to them too. Sometimes it's easier for people to bond with somebody they're closer with. You know, I can be a little bit more open to somebody I've known for a little while than somebody I just met, so I'll totally understand that as well. And a good way to go about it, if you don't know how to confront them, is just tell them why you're worried, seek help, urge them to contact a mental health professional. Like I said, 988 is open 24 hours a day. It's a suicide hotline, but it's also just for people who struggle with depression, so if you're having a really bad day, you can call that as well. Make sure the person is safe, get rid of things that could be used to hurt them, such as knives, firearms, etc. And if somebody is talking about doing it, and they are engaging in self-harming behaviors, you can call your local emergency. So yeah, this is a really serious topic. So we're just going to take a second to get out of it, listen to a song, and decompress. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but, you know, it needs to be said. We lose a lot of lives a year from suicide. And it's unfortunate, and there's things we could do to prevent that. But now that that is talked about, we're going to go into some music. We're going to go into Next to You by Jake. And we'll be right back.
Guys and watches, they reflect the stars. Maybe when we fall asleep, I'll see you in a dream, ignoring the alarm. Cause I don't wanna wake up on this. I'm right next to you. Ooh, I'm right next to you. I don't wanna wake up on this. I'm right next to you. Wake up, wake up, wake up, I don't. Morning coffee with no pickup, all the energy I need. Radiate from you like beams. If I fall asleep, you'll be in my dreams. I don't wanna leave or let one moment pass. Commitment is all that I ask. And I'll give you all that I have. But you wanna show you all. By myself whenever we get lost. Girl, I know that we gon' last. And they can laugh, but they don't have what we got.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Iqra, Catskill, and Hudson. We're coming back in with a nice, relaxing vibe. We talked about a bit of a heavy topic last, so we're just going to take a second to calm down in one of my very favorite ways called box breathing. I've recently been doing this a lot to fall asleep at night because I've struggled with insomnia ever since I was a kid. But it's more for just that. It's an anxiety reduction. And it's just being mindful. It's great. It just helps you enjoy the moment and be present. I know a lot of us are either currently living in the past, thinking about what somebody might have said, or worrying about the future. What am I going to do next? You know, I need to save up money. I need to do this. It's important to worry about where you're heading. Sometimes you need to be in the moment and just take a second to calm down. So we're going to get into this. This is on the YouTube channel, Hands on Meditation, and it's a box breathing exercise. I'm going to ask you guys to just join along. And also, if you are on the road, make sure you don't get a little too relaxed. It could help with some road rage, though. I know I'm a bit of a different person when I get behind the wheel. People don't use their blinkers. Ooh, I have to do some box breathing myself.
Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. You'll inhale through your nose for a count of four. Hold the breath for a count of four. Exhale through your mouth for a count of four. And hold the breath for a count of four. All right. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Good. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4.
Hello, everybody.
Hold. 2.
Don't mean
three,
to spook you.
4.
I hope you found that
inhale,
as relaxing as I
two,
did.
Three.
I had to stop it a little bit early because it's making me a little bit tired. And if it's making me tired, I bet it's making you guys on the road tired. So let's take a little break from that. That was nice, though, wasn't it? If you want to do more of that, you can go on Hands-On Meditation on YouTube. Just look up Box Breathing. There's many other channels that do it as well. But shout out to them because I'm using their stuff. And now we got to give a shout out to this author named John Koenig. We're going to go into some of his very artistic work. His work is very related to mental health, and, you know, here at Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County. But as I was saying, it's very related to mental health, because a lot of the times, we feel alone in our journeys. Everybody has a battle that they're fighting, and sometimes we can get caught up in these battles, and we think we're the only one going through these things. And we can't even name the emotions, they're so complex, and there's no words for them in English. But John Koenig does a great job in his book, The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, of putting neologisms, made up words, all words are made up, but, you know, neologisms, is a word for made up words. Neologism is a neologism. Let that sink in. But anyways, yeah, just calls out certain emotions. And when I read it, it's like, dang, this is calling me out. I'm not going to be reading it straight from the book. The book elaborates and goes on these beautiful tangents. But they also have a website called The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows online. And yeah, visit that if you want to see more of that. But without further ado, let's go into it. Colorways. The scattering of memories that your brain is actively forgetting at any given moment, erasing them one by one with no input from you and no knowledge that it's happening at all. Which means that when you wake up in the morning, your past will feel imperceptibly altered, with no trace of what you ate last week, a party you attended 10 years ago, or the first real conversation you had with your grandfather. The word Cullawaith is derived from cull, to control the size of a herd by selectively killing some animals, and the word away. It is pronounced Cullaway, or Cullaways for plural. See what I mean? Sometimes it just really calls you out. And the way they derive the words, very beautiful. A lot of the times they'll use foreign words as well. It's almost the same way that some foreign words can just... There's no word in English for it. That's the complex emotion they're describing. And it's a mix of all these different emotions. So now we're going to go into another one called Fool's Guilt. This one is a noun. A pulse of shame you feel even though you've done nothing wrong. Passing a police car while under the speed limit. Being carded after legally ordering a drink. Or exiting a store without buying anything. From Fool's Gold and Guilt, also known as a reverse Alford plea, whereby you plead innocent to all charges, but want the judge to know that you feel kind of guilty anyway. Now this one is a call out to me specifically, especially talking about exiting a store without buying anything. I literally did that earlier. I was grabbing an orange juice because I was tired and needed some sugar, and they almost didn't have any with natural sugar, and I was about to walk out. Luckily, I found one, but if I did, I would have felt some fool's guilt for leaving that store without buying anything. Now, this one, I think I might have said on the show before, but it is heartspur. It is another noun. It is the unexpected surge of emotion in response to a seemingly innocuous trigger. The distinctive squeal of a rusty fence. A key change in an old pop song. The hint of a certain perfume, which feels all the more intense because you can't quite pin it down. And that one reminds me of a lyric from 21 Pilots, Stressed Out. That was really the song of the summer in, what, 2016, I think? We're actually going to go into that. It's where he's talking about making candles that remind him of the smell of his childhood. You'll know it when it starts playing on the song. You'll be like, oh, that's what he was talking about. Or you might just be flipping the radio dial and tune into it. And if that's the case, don't worry, because it is a great song too. So we're going to go into Stressed Out by 21 Pilots, and then we're going to be back. And we're going to be talking about this play that Mappadilla is going to be throwing. So without further ado, this is Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. We will be right back.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice and sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose. Same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face. And I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep.
different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
We used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
A street vendor pedals on the sidewalk. A man walks by made of white chalk. A sculpture they built out of light conversation that fell when I passed, so it's my fault. A head chef smokes by a side door. Pupils misbehaving like an eyesore. A new couple trips on their own fascinations. They fell when I passed, but they might soar. And all the lights in the sky can't hold themselves. I'm so wrapped up in myself that I can't help with the weight they bear. Just tell them they should buy shelves. An old man's cane on his last leg. A woman selling tickets to a nice bed. A man of many mysteries and all of his patrons who fell as I passed out and write checks. An empty jar waiting by a street performer. A businesswoman trying to get her things in order. A man was running, chasing down a taxi in the city street. He fell when I passed, saw him chip his shoulder. And all the clouds in the sky can't hold themselves. I'm so wrapped up in myself that I didn't feel when the rain came down. I felt cold and my coat didn't really help. Oh, why do I never plan ahead? I leave the house so fast, sometimes forget my head. My mom called my phone, said I need my rest. And when my dad called, well, he left a message instead. I walk a long road to work, see the people I pass. Know there's a part of me that really likes to live in the past. I overthink, and while I'm thinking, I forget to wash my feet. I tripped and fell as the people walked past.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm your sound engineer as well. And if you're wondering what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding area. We don't want to leave anybody out. If you're within earwaves, radio waves, and you're hearing this, that means you're part of the community as well. And I want to say thank you for being here, not just tuning in to Wave Farm, thank you for that too, but thank you for being a person on this planet. You weren't asked to be brought here. You didn't say, hey, I'm gonna do this thing where I'm gonna be born and then live for 70 something years and then die. But you're doing a great job so far. And even if you don't think you are, you've made it through 100% of your worst days. So take that into consideration. You really are doing a great job. So yeah, now we're going to talk about this play. I cannot pronounce this. I'm so sorry. I don't think I'm even going to try. But it's spelled N-K-E-N-G-E. Nedge? I don't sound too stupid saying Nedge, so I'm going to call it Nedge from now on. Cursed by Beauty. A folktale from the Congo, retold by Pamela Badilla. It is Friday and Saturday, June 20th and the 21st at 7 p.m. and Sunday,
June 22nd at 5 p.m. Free admission for all ages. It's at the elementary school in Hudson, 102 Harry Howard Ave. That's such a funny name for a street. That had to be some dude in, like, super long ago, like the 18, 1900s, that was really hairy. Like, bro's walking down the street, you see him, you shout out, "Yo, it's Harry Howard, what up, bro?" Or at least that's what I think of every time I hear that street name. Am I crazy? Yes. But is that a crazy thought? I think that one's normal. Harry Howard. Like, come on, that's pretty funny. But yeah. We're gonna go back into some Dictionary of Obscure Sorrow. Just one more, because I've been milking this a lot recently. So yeah, let's go into alpha exposure. It's a noun. The otherworldly aura of seeing recordings of a friend in early childhood. Catching those little gestures you'd one day come to know. So recognizable, yet so foreign. Searching their eyes for traces of who it is they'd eventually become. From Alpha, the unstable initial release of software still being tested, and exposure. I could have guessed it was those two words, not gonna lie, but the amount of time that light is allowed onto photographic film. I like that one. So yeah, if you want to go check out this website and read more for yourself, it is the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. John Koenig came up with it. It's a book as well. He's an author, an amazing author. But yeah, we've done a lot of that. So now we're going to go into some other events as well. I said these on the beginning, but a lot of people are just tuning in. So yeah, let's get into that. Food Pantry is open every Friday, May 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church on 50 M William Street in Catskill. If you want to give them a call, ask any questions, you can do that at 551-299-2456. Healthy food is a right. Everybody deserves food. Now, I'm going to tell you about a conspiracy theory that's actually true, right? Everybody has their whack job conspiracy theories, and this is mine. The government is only planting male trees. Yes, trees can be male or female. Female ones produce fruit, and male ones produce pollen. Sometimes they can actually be both. So yeah, shout out to LGBT trees. LGBT trees, if you will. I'm proud of that one. But yeah, they only plant male trees, which produce pollen, and they don't produce any fruit. If you think about it, especially in New York, how many natural fruit trees do you see? Like, natural apple trees just on the side of the road. I feel like you should see more, but no, you only see the male ones. Not only would that give food for people just immediately accessible, like you just walk down the street and you pick an apple off and eat it, that'd be amazing, by the way. The taste of just freshly grown apples is a taste that's hard to beat, maybe only by freshly grown strawberries. But on top of producing fresh fruit, it would help get rid of allergies, because there would actually be a place for all of this pollen to go and be used instead of being used by our nose. Unrelated fun fact, because my brain is a hamster wheel, if you actually eat locally sourced honey, it could help fight against allergies. Because all of the pollen and stuff, your body's getting a resistance to that. So in a way that isn't breathing it in, you know, you're digesting it, and it helps you just kind of build an immunity to it. But yeah, back to the tree theory. So yeah, and if you think about it, there's a, like, why would you not have trees with fruits? It would feed people. But then you think about it, there's no way to make money off of selling it if it's free. So yeah, that's my conspiracy theory. You can call me a nut job if you want, because I am that. But hey, I am a nut job that spits the truth. But yeah, as I was saying, I think everybody should be able to eat. So Catskill Food Pantry, big shout out to them. I can't believe that's the tangent I went on. It started with Food Pantry. Oh, my brain. But yeah, there's also a music bingo night, Tuesday, June 3rd, 6:30, at Pomodoro's, right across Walmart on that little Catskill Plaza thingy. It's an Italian eatery that has great food, cold drinks, and I can't see the bottom part of that poster. But yeah, that one is probably free entry, but if you don't order food, they're probably going to kick you out, to be honest. I don't know that for sure. I can't say that for sure. But I know if I owned a restaurant and people were just coming in there to chill, I mean, personally, I'd actually be happy, you know. I got a cool spot that people like to come to. But a lot of restaurant owners wouldn't be making the money, and they could get a little bit upset. But something that is free to go to is Kite's Nest Spring Expo. This is Sunday, June 1st, so pretty dang soon. 2 days? 2 days. So, yeah, that's 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., all ages. It's free. We're going to have a bunch of different stuff. Exhibits. Oh, my God, I just combined the word activities and exhibitions. Activities for all ages, exhibitions by kids. There we go, I said it right. 58 North Front Street, Hudson, New York, www.kitesnest.org. They have a phone number as well, 518-241-3540. There's going to be a community kitchen lab, teen-guided garden experiences, plant dye bath demo, DIY flower stickers, youth power button making station, collaborative banner making, community interview stations, and flicks and chips film screening, plus snacks, treats, and more. And that's going to be free at 58 North Front Street in Hudson, New York. So yeah, if you have a kid, bring them on down. I mean, it's for anybody, too. If you just like being a part of your community, supporting the local youth, you can stop by as well. But I have a feeling that's going to be a place where kids are going to be welcomed and they're going to have a great time. Seems like the vibe to me. But yeah, now that that is said, we're going to go back into some music. What song do I want to play? You know, today's been a bright and sunny day. The sky has been pretty blue, you could say. You know, the sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. Wait a minute. That's Mr. Blue Sky. We're gonna be right back.
Hey, you with the pretty face, welcome. has got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death of good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Clubhouse Radio is where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding area. So if you're still listening to this, but you're not in Columbia Greene in Columbia Greene County, but you're still hearing this, that means you're still close enough for the radio waves to hit you, which means you're still part of our community, too. Today, we had a nice show, talked about a bunch of different things. And like usual, I'm jumbling my words. I've had a long, long Friday, and I have to work tomorrow. On the weekend. But I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I hope you guys get a nice sleep tonight. I know when I go home and I'm done eating, I'm gonna pass out like a baby. I'm gonna do the box breathing we talked about earlier. And it's just gonna be great. I'm gonna get so many hours of REM sleep. I'm gonna have some weird dreams like I usually do. But yeah, since we're closing out, I'm just gonna talk to you about the benefits of nature, because it's super helpful for mental health. And this is all on the American Psychological Association website. I did not find these facts myself. I mean, I kind of did. I looked up the website, but the website's the one who found it. You know, you feel me? So, be honest. How much time do you spend online every day? A lot of people I know, they're chronically online. I definitely was too. With the internet becoming increasingly central to Americans' daily lives, 9 in the 10 adults now say they go online every day. I mean, I'm one of them. I feel like it's 9 out of 10 kids too, if not 10 out of 10 kids. But according to a 2024 report from the Pew Research Center, this includes 41 who report using the internet almost constantly. Some groups include young adults and teens are more likely to be constantly online. See, I called that one. I called it than others. About 6 in 10 adults ages 18 to 29 say they are constantly online. That's 60%, specifically 62%, the website says. That's a little crazy. Sometimes you gotta detach and just enjoy nature. Why, you may be asking? Because there are cognitive benefits. Spending time in nature can act as a balm for our busy brains. Both correlational and experimental research have shown that interacting with nature has cognitive benefits. A Topic University of Chicago psychologist, Mark Berman, PhD, and his student, Catherine Schertz, explored in a 2019 review. They reported, for instance, that green spaces near schools promote cognitive development in children, and green views near children's homes promote self-control behaviors in children. Adults assigned to public housing units in neighborhoods with more green space showed better attentional functioning than those to units with less access to natural environments. And experiments have found that being exposed to natural environments improves working memory, cognitive flexibility, and attentional control, while exposure to urban environments is linked to attention deficits. Researchers have proposed a number of ideas to explain such findings. As in Isabel, a lot of complicated names here. I apologize for everybody. As in Isabel and colleagues described in a review of the benefits of connection with nature, the biophilia hypothesis argues that since our ancestors evolved in wild settings and relied on the environment for survival, we have an innate drive to connect with nature. The stress reduction hypothesis posits that spending time in nature triggers a psychological response that lowers stress levels. A third idea, attention restoration theory, holds that nature replenishes one's cognitive resources, restoring the ability to concentrate and pay attention. So this means just being in nature makes you smarter. So a lot of people think, ah man, to get smarter I'm gonna have to read a lot and study a lot on the computer. But to improve some of your, you know, cognitive benefits like memory, just being outside is enough to make you smarter. Nature and happiness as well. Being outside, you're more likely to be happy. People with a window in their house that has exposure to like the outside, the sun, grass, maybe some water, are less likely to be depressed. Same thing with people who have plants inside their houses. So that is super interesting as well. Unfortunately, I would read more of this, but it is just about time for me to wrap up. It's been a lovely day with you all, and if you're just tuning in, and for everybody who stuck with me, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I'm about to get some food from Wasana's in Catskill. They got some pretty good food, not gonna lie. I'm looking forward to that. And since I'm getting food, you guys are gonna get some music. Imagine if I played music about food. That would be crazy. Nah, I'm not going to do that to you guys. We're going to go into... Nope. No, wait. We already played that one, silly me. We're going to go into Clouds by Jake. Bye, everybody. Just a bad, bad. The serotonin highs keep falling down.